And now to a leading candidate in this country's election. John McCain has styled himself as a champion of ethics in the Senate, but an old controversy is challenging his clean image. In 1999, McCain wrote letters prodding the Federal Communications Commission to vote on a case over TV licenses in Pittsburgh. He said he wasn't taking sides. Here's NPR's Peter Overby with a look at that controversy.
This case was dissected when McCain first ran for president in 2000 and again this month. It's the same case that caused controversy last week when the New York Times wrote about it. McCain has always said that his letters to the FCC had just one purpose, to push the commissioners to get on the ball and do something. He said it in 2000.
I would do the same thing again at almost any time.
And he said it this week.
That's the key to it. The key to it is that I said, just make a judgment.
The deal involved three broadcasters. Pittsburgh Public Television, WQED, would sell one of its two stations to Cornerstone, a Christian broadcaster, and Cornerstone would transfer its Pittsburgh station to Paxson Communications, which was shopping for a Pittsburgh outlet. McCain chaired the Senate Commerce Committee, which oversees the FCC. Lowell Bud Paxson, of Paxson Communications, had made his fortune by founding the Home Shopping Network. In 1998 and 99, Paxson, his family, company executives, and law firm gave McCain at least $30,000. He also helped McCain raise money. There were three ways the FCC could resolve the Pittsburgh case: approve the license transfers, reject them, or kill them by not acting. That's because the three broadcasters had set a deadline. Washington lobbyist Lanny Davis was working for WQED.
Cornerstone would walk away from the deal unless it was approved by a certain date.
That upset date, as it's known in the trade, was December 31st, 1999. So when the broadcast lobbyists were reaching out to McCain, community activists in Pittsburgh were trying to run out the clock.
We wanted a public hearing. It was Paxson who wanted the deal resolved quickly.
Gerald Starr was an organizer of the Save Pittsburgh Public Television campaign and the author of a book about the case called Air Wars. He disputes a statement this month by McCain's campaign that his group wanted McCain to get involved.
We did not ask him to intervene and move the FCC to make a decision. That's a false claim.
In the fall of 99, the lobbyists and lawyers for Paxson and WQED held a strategy session. Lanny Davis was there and remembers making a proposal.
Well, it was my idea to ask members of Congress, including but not limited to Senator McCain, to write a letter to the FCC and to weigh in on this transaction.
But the communications lawyers said that under the commission's rules, lawmakers could only call for action. Paxson pitched McCain on a letter, too. In 2002, McCain recounted the conversation in a deposition on the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. He said he told Paxson, quote, "I will not write a letter, I cannot write a letter asking them to approve or deny," unquote. But he said he would be glad to ask them to act, and he did. McCain sent off a strongly worded letter on November 17th, and the next one, on December 11th, was even tougher. The commissioners got it just before their year-end meeting. McCain said the five commissioners should each explain, in writing, if they had acted, and if not, why not. The letter included language, typical for McCain, that he was not trying to influence the decision. But the commission chairman suggested the senator could have done just that. He told McCain the letter was highly unusual. A spokeswoman for McCain's campaign said they strongly disagree with any suggestion that McCain forced the vote. The commission went 3-2 for the broadcasters, but the business deal later collapsed. Gerald Starr's community group filed a legal complaint that by intervening at all, McCain had broken the rules. 8 months later, FCC lawyers said yes, he had, but it was inadvertent. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read more about John McCain and lobbying at npr.org.